For a little over 3 weeks, Western New South Wales has been in lockdown. Small and remote communities around the region that already had limited access to food supplies, health services, and housing have been forced to navigate even tougher conditions. One of those towns is Pilliga. It's around 60 kilometres from Weewaw and around 90 kilometres from Narrabri. There's one shop, a pub, a school, and a whole lot of scrubland. This week, my aunt, Robin Smith, brings us the word from Pilliga.
Oh, g'day. My name is Robin Smith. I'm a proud Wau and Gamilaroi woman. I live out in the beautiful Pilliga, and yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful country out here. This morning, beautiful morning here in Pilliga. Hear the birds and the wind's blowing outside. And yes, just really peaceful out here this morning, not hearing any trucks or vehicles. Yeah, place to be. Lockdown in Pilliga has been very, very difficult for a lot of our people out here. We're only a very, very small community. The way it came on very quickly, it didn't really give anyone much preparation, and people felt a lot of anxiety and stress, as we weren't really sure what was going on. We heard about COVID and it was all happening around us, but as it was coming closer to us, it became very frightening. And I think people are very anxious. Yeah, we're just all doing the best we can to support one another and, just do the best we can with what we have. When I realised that, when we were announced that we were going into lockdown that Sunday afternoon, I think it was the 15th of August, it was like, you know, what on earth's going on? And then we were getting updates either through social media, Corey Grapevine or, you know, television or whatever, saying, you know, we've got cases in Dubbo, cases in Walgett, Canamble. It was just like, yes, this is very real. We all had family, friends and other communities that were dealing with it, especially our people living in Sydney. But when we had the announcements that they were, you know, in communities closer to us, yeah, it became very real. Pilliga is very, very fortunate. Got beautiful natural artesian bore bath, some about 2-3 k's from town, and it's very popular with a lot of tourists, I guess a lot of retirees, people getting about the country. We often have people stay with us for a night, a week, a month, and they come from all over the place. It's not uncommon for it to be like a little city out there, with caravans, campers and camper vans all over the place. With COVID, thankfully the council made the decision to close it down for now and so we can, keep our community safe. In Pilliga, there were a lot of challenges everyday life because it's only a small remote community, but these are sort of exacerbated a lot. We feel isolated as it is, but when you can't even go and talk, you know, go for a yarn next door neighbour or transport, you know, is always a big issue out here. And often when people go to town here, which when I go to town, we talk about Weewaw and Narrabri for shopping and whatever, well, only one person from that household's allowed to go. So often people over the last few weeks haven't been able to do their shopping, or you're depending on other people to do your shopping for you, and people lose that independence. The other thing too with that is people understanding that was one of the rules, that only one person can go to town. I know a family here were on their way to do some shopping and the police had to swing them around and said, no, you'll have to go home, only one person's allowed to go to town. So that was quite distressful for that family because they always do their shopping and everything together and they're all from the same household. So it's been very difficult. Often the information that we've been getting about COVID out here is sometimes a little bit confusing. Because of all the rules and everything that was going off in Sydney and all the sort of hotspot areas, and then when regional New South Wales went into this sort of overnight lockdown, it was quite confusing as to what we could and couldn't do. So we've been using social media a lot. We have a page called Pilliga Where's That? And Tanya Fitcher, who is a local resident here, now lives over in Moree, but she keeps up to date very relevant information on there for us. Our local Pilliga page on Facebook also keeps us updated with all the information, especially around immunisations, you know, where to go and get your jab and that sort of thing. So we really listen to that information because on social media there are a lot of other misleading things that people can get very stressed and confused about. We have the Royal Flying Doctor Service and Walgett Aboriginal Medical Service that came out and gave us our first jab out here in community a couple of weeks ago. So that information was shared via social media and Koori Grapevine, and obviously they've been sort of spreading that out through communities, which we really appreciated, because often being a small community, we get left behind and we're an afterthought. So we really appreciated them coming out. But yeah, we're just really trying to stay informed and share as much information as we can. And yeah, that's about it. I think that the things that we've been doing in our household is using Facebook, FaceTime, so we can see one another. The group chats, we had a group chat there with a lot of our family members that were connected. And so we were able to ring, and we had, I don't know, about 5 or 6 people all at the same time where you can have that yarn. So you felt like, you know, we're sitting around the fire, but they are all in their different locations, but we thought some sort of connection there. We're sort of doing things like that. So really embracing technology there where we probably wouldn't have before. I myself have been trying to use those sort of things because I felt I really needed them, and I hope other people have been doing that. But I think the main thing is trying to use phones and social media and technology best we can to stay connected. For myself, it's been very reassuring to me how our community out here at Pilliga support one another. May not be face-to-face, may not be, you know, voice-to-voice or whatever, but it's just being there for one another. When we had our COVID clinic here, when they came out for the first jabs, I mean, people embraced that. We had people everywhere out here. I'm not sure of the numbers, but, you know, people are genuinely very concerned. They're taking it very seriously out here, even though it's difficult. And I think everyone's trying to do the right thing and trying to be informed and that about the different rules and regulations. But as I said, it's sometimes confusing. And I imagine for our elders and, you know, people with disability and vulnerable people, it's more difficult who don't have access to all the information that, you know, some of us are lucky to have. But, yeah, I do think Pilliga in general has really supported one another. And I believe that's one of the beautiful things about Pilliga. And you can probably ask the locals that have been here forever that when the going gets tough, they all step behind one another. Yeah, my name is Robin Smith. I'm originally a Wobbegar girl, so I'm not too far off country. Yeah, I'm here in beautiful Pilliga today, and hope everyone looks after one another and stay safe and deadly. Thank you.
That was The Word from Pilliga, brought to us from my aunt, Robin Smith. This is Away, Indigenous Art and Culture on Radio National. You're here with me, Rudy Bremer.